Then you think there is no God?
No, I think there quite probably is one.
Then why?
Mustafa Mon checked him. But he manifests himself in different ways to different men. In pre-modern times, he manifested himself as the being that's described in these books. Now,
how does he manifest himself now? Asked the savage.
Well, he manifests himself as an absence, as though he weren't there at all.
That's your fault.
Call it the fault of civilization. God isn't compatible with machinery and scientific medicine and universal happiness. You must make your choice. Our civilization has chosen machinery and medicine and happiness. That's why I have to keep these books locked up in the safe. They're smut. People would be shocked if... The savage interrupted him.
But isn't it natural to feel there's a God?
You might as well ask if it's natural to do up one's trousers with zippers, said the controller sarcastically. You remind me of another of those old fellows called Bradley. He defined philosophy as the finding of bad reason for what one believes by instinct, as if one believed anything by instinct. One believes things because one has been conditioned to believe them. Finding bad reasons for what one believes for other bad reasons, that's philosophy. People believe in God because they've been conditioned to believe in God.
But all the same, insisted the savage, it is natural to believe in God when you're alone. Quite alone, in the night, thinking about death.
But people are never alone now, said Mustafa Mond. We make them hate solitude, and we arrange their lives so that it's almost impossible for them ever to have it.